You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at RNIB's Grimaldi building as a very interesting roundtable has taken place all about needs of people with disabilities in terms of specialist education. I'm joined by one of the young students who have taken part, Zara. Zara, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So can you tell me a little bit about some of your experiences in education, including kind of, you know, some of the positives and some of the struggles you've experienced?
Sure, yes, I had a mixture of positive and negative experiences. For example, when I start my education, first of all, I wasn't able to start my education for a year when I moved to this country because of my EHCP education and healthcare plan not coming through on time or not getting the support in place on time, which meant that I lost a year in my education. Some of the positives were when I got the support I need, I was able to get specialist support, like having a qualified teacher for visual impairment or mobility support or technology support, which really helped me to become more independent and confident learner.
What would you say, based on kind of, you know, things discussed today, some of the issues and some of the kind of things you'd like to see, what would you like to see change in terms of provision of support for people in education?
I would like to see a different system where specialist support is in place for all visually impaired learners rather than being a postcode lottery or based on individual circumstances. So every visually impaired learner who needed should be able to access to QTVIs, mobility support or technology support without any cost to them or without having delays in their education. And I also think that the delays and complexities of EHCP system should also be addressed.
I'm also joined by Tom. You are one of the other young people contributing kind of your views. What have been some of your experiences in education in terms of support provision?
So within education, I've had very ups and downs within my support as a student with a visual impairment. Within the first two stages of my education pathway, I didn't have any support. It was boundaries put in place, what I had to fight in my own corner. So that was not having a QTVI or having a habilitation officer or the right materials for education. As I progressed through the educational pathway within mainstream secondary and further education, I eventually got those services what I needed. I got a QTVI in year 11 at GCSE level, and I got a habilitation officer in the first year of college. I went to a college what's not in my local authority, so there was also the boundaries around that and not getting the same services what I had in my secondary school and the services that differ in college. The ups and downs have been greatly known to me, and I've had to fight them on my own. As mentioned, I don't have a educational care plan, an EHCP, so then I have to fight my own battles with my visual impairment.
Now, based on kind of some of the topics discussed today, you know, and some of your own kind of hopes, what are you hoping to change as a, you know, off the back of this roundtable and just change in the future in terms of availability of support?
I want the change to be implemented within all local authorities to have the same support for students who don't have an HCP or may do have one, to get the right support they need. Also, the use of a curriculum framework for visual impairments that would emphasise the fact to have this additional support funded by the local authorities to be able for students to have the right support and to allow them to flourish within the education system.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.